Yo guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Ramen Bangers podcast. Today, me and my co-host Preston,
Yo.
we're gonna be talking about Berserk, latest chapter, which is 371. Another rage-filled or a rage-inducing chapter. Yeah, we're just gonna
Yes.
be giving our thoughts, kind of going through it. If you guys enjoy, be sure to leave a positive review. And bro, all right, first of all, did you see it like just came out a little bit ago? Remember the countdown on the Berserk website?
Oh yeah, isn't there like a new one?
Well, I don't know. I didn't hear about that, but basically the countdown just ended and all it was for like a Blu-ray DVD of the movies or like of the
Oh
Memorial
really?
Edition. Yeah.
People thought it was gonna be something crazy, but
Yeah. Like, we should have known. Like, I was hoping it would be, but nah.
yeah.
I'll just start with like the cover page real quick. Basically, this is like a different looking art style, but I think if you look up Holy Land, which is another it's a manga
That's
from like,
by the
yeah.
guy who's doing it right now.
Yeah, it definitely kind of looks like a sort of similar art style in a way, like with the coloring. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'm tripping because I never actually read it. But it kind of looks similar to that because it doesn't look like Berserk art style.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The cover page was pretty good, but nothing compared to what Mira once used to make.
That's also true.
Yeah, you want to start with the beginning of the chapter.
Sure, so but before that, so for the cover page though, see it says Alfheim Arc Climax. So we're at the climax of the current arc. So now we will start, going easing into the next one, I'm guessing.
Probably the final arc.
Final arc or saga? Which one?
Same, both.
And then
Final chapter.
the chapter title is A Fading Torch, A Pitch Black Night, referring to our son, our boy Guts, is the torch. Unfortunately. So they're on the ship at the start of the chapter, and they're trying to get into the room that Guts has locked himself in. So Shirke, uses her little astral projection mode, goes in there, and then, I don't know, this part of the chapter just hit different because we see Guts just sitting there and zoomed in on his face, and he's like losing it, which before, like, this is the first time in Berserk where, like, he's actually, like, like accepted defeat.
Yeah.
Before he would like realize what was
Go
going on
rage.
and go rage and train and continue on struggling, but right now it's him and his sword are separated, and he's he, I think it's symbolism that him and his sword are across the room from each other because he's given up almost. Shirke also, it shows the memories of Guts and his sword. Bro, I'm not gonna cap, the first thing that I noticed was the horse.
Yeah, that's the first thing I noticed. And then I noticed
That was funny.
the lizard things, and 'cause those things remind me of Dark Souls.
Yes. Ugh. And I also noticed the, I forgot what they were, but it was like the monsters during like the conviction arc and the burning city underneath them.
Oh
So
yeah.
this art was really good though. Like
Yeah,
the
I
cover page
agree.
was kind of weird. The rest of like the chapter I think was really good.
Yeah, people been saying this is like the best art that we've seen
I would
like in the new
agree.
chapters. Bro, I think I agree that Griff this is like the best that Griffith has ever been drawn. Like on the next panel we see Griffith.
And
I think that's the best
it's
that he's
zoomed in
been
on
drawn.
his face. It looks just like him from before. Like in the previous chapters, he was always turned around and kind of hiding his face when Guts was trying to fight him. I was like wondering if maybe the author hadn't gotten it down. But no, this looks perfect, and Shirke looked like sees him in the memories, and then
Excuse me.
I don't know. I took it as she said guts, and then the looks like the a mouth closes like the fangs,
Yes.
and she's like, I don't know. I was kind of confused because I think it's the wolf consuming guts, and she's trying to reach guts, but she's getting farther away. And we see him like just yelling and realizing he's saying everything was all for nothing.
Bro,
And that's really when.
that's the line that hit. Like,
No,
bro.
well, that line plus the next panel, he's just laying there.
Yes. And
We're
like where
seeing
he's that panel where
him
he's
give
just
up.
like drowning. He's just like drowning basically. Bro, 'cause think about it, like basically since chapter 100, so the last like 270 chapters have all been about him trying to find Casca and get her memories back. And he was
Finally
this
did. He
close
was
to
so
doing it,
close
and
to it.
then it was all for nothing.
I actually didn't even realize, but the like everything was all for nothing. I didn't realize that. I didn't even see him drowning there. I thought that was
Oh,
just
yeah.
like weird drawn panel, but I see bro drowning now, and that's even worse. And then he's curled up on the next panel like a child. Never seen him do that before, so it's kind of sad to see that. Did you want to I can finish up the ship part if you want to take the next part
Yeah.
with our arch nemesis panel.
Yes.
So then it just goes into a more depressing vibe. It says sooner or later it all sinks deep down to be torn apart, and it shows like a it looks like a hurricane, and the ship crew could see it. So everything's submerging to the dark, cold seafloor, including my voice. Sheercase thinking. She's thinking
Yes.
about guts.
But that remember the panel we were just talking about? This is kind of like the same thing. She's like everything is going to the dark cold sea floor, which is basically why Guts was drowning.
Including guts? Yes. And then, yeah, did you want to take over? Because we see the
Yes.
tree appears in the next panel.
Yes. This is definitely a Elden Ring reference.
Game of the year, by the way.
Yes. So basically, it's been a while since I've read Berserk, like over a year, basically almost 2 years. So I don't remember who Sonya was. Like I remember seeing her, but I didn't really remember her exactly. Like I recognize all these guys, but so she's the shamaness of the hawk. She's like basically can like see the future, I guess, and like read people's minds, sorta. And then we see. I'm pretty sure this guy right here, bro, these guys look like Dark Souls characters for like 100% or Elden Ring. But this guy I'm pretty sure has his own light novel, which I need to read because I don't really know who he is. But shoot, what even is his name? Sir Locus and General Grumbold. So also I think we get to see it. Oh yeah, we get to see that later on. Never mind. So basically, Sonya's just like he's back, and then we pan up to the sky, and we see Zod flying in, and this panel,
Mid-zone.
yes, bro. All right, first of all, I forgot, bro. What's this little boy's name also?
I can't remember. I was trying to think.
Yeah. Anyways, he's
But
like. Unless that's, bro, that might even be a girl, but they're like, is she welcoming a morning star? Because that's basically referencing the devil, because Gut or Griffith is the devil.
yes.
Yeah, we see Zod flying in, and this is like probably one of my favorite panels from the chapter, because we get to see like the four like knights or like the four people that work for Griffith. And we get to
Old
see the,
person.
yes, true. And we get to see the port, which we've never actually seen before. We get to see the port of, what's it called? Is it called Fantasia? Or wait, what's the city called?
Millennium Falcon, the
Falconia, Falconia.
Falconia,
Yeah, we get to see like the actual port at Falconia, which we've never seen before. And so Zod flies in, lands, and we're just like, "Welcome back, Master Griffith." And bro, that face he's making at the end makes
I
me wanna
almost
pull
started.
out
I almost started slugging my phone.
Same. But that makes me wanna like peel his skin off and feed it to my dog.
Bro, literally, just shows also though the situation, the story right now, because Griffith is, smirking, happy, and all that, and then Guts is like despairing, across the world.
Yeah, so I had one theory. Well, I saw this online, someone talking about it. So this shamaness lady, Sonya, since she can like read people's minds and stuff, there's a theory that she will. Well, first of all, apparently she's like has a thing for Griffith, which I don't remember, but I kind of remember, but I heard someone talking about it. And so you can see her face, like how she reacts when he's carrying Casca. She's kind of just like upset, I guess. Oh yeah, we zoom in on her eye, and she's like, "What's this?" So
Airy time. I have a theory that she's gonna like rid of Costco, basically hand her back to Gus for free.
yes. Bro, I mean, yeah, that's actually a good point. But since she can like read people's minds, and Casca doesn't like fully have her memories back, like she does, but like she's not in the right mental state because she still like thinks those Guts is like a monster. It's possible that she like helps her get her mind back, because if you think about it, if she does that, then that would basically make Casca like not want to be with Griffith. If she remembers the bad things that Griffith did to
She'd
her.
probably run away.
Yeah. So it's possible Sonya could like sort of team up with her, like for her own best interests.
Oh, that'd actually be insane. I would nobody would ever see that coming. Only
Yeah.
us.
Yes. But yeah, you wanna talk about your theory you had?
Yes. So, this theory probably won't happen, but if it does, it would make sense. So Guts is early on his last like whim, so he's everything that he's known till now is like betraying him, like his sword, his armor, his fighting skills. He's realizing that it's not enough to beat Griffin of or even his empire and army possible. Set, despairing, and he still has the belt from like very early on in the story. And it says that the only ones that can use it are like the belt finds you, like the chosen one. So the Behelt found Guts a while ago, and he just was like, oh, whatever. He's held on to it. But if he really thinks there's nothing else he can do, he might end up using it. What do you think about that?
So I could see that as like a possibility for like I could definitely see that as a possibility, but I don't think it'll happen for many reasons. Well, for like basically one big reason. First thing, why Guts wouldn't like I could see him like being like so despaired that like he accidentally uses it or like something bad happens and like he doesn't, but I don't think he would ever willingly do it because first of all, he like has seen it before and he knows like how bad it is. Two, he would have to like sacrifice his crew, and I don't think he would do that. Three, even if he did like use the behelit or whatever, and like I don't know, I guess it would like make him stronger, but I don't think that would make him any stronger than Griffith at this point, since Griffith also has like the same sort of like powers from the Bihelit. And fourthly, it kind of just like goes against the themes of the manga, since Guts is always about like struggling yourself and like relying on your own strength to survive. So I feel like if he
I
used
think
the
he's a cheater.
yes, I feel like he wouldn't take the quick and easy way out.
Liam?
But it's
Liam.
like it's in the story for a reason, I feel like. So I feel like something will happen with it. I just don't think he'll do it on purpose.
He does, then he's fallen the same level as Griffith, because Griffith thought he had no choice and
Yes.
used it. All in all, sad chapter.
Yes, but
It didn't say
peak.
at the end when it's going to resume. Is it going to be another month or two?
Yeah, so it doesn't say, so I'm not sure, but I'm hoping it's only like 1 month. If it's 2 months,
It's
then
like a
I'm
week.
dropping the series.
Wait, what did you say?
If it's 2 months, if I have to wait 2 months, I'm dropping the series.
Bro, I'm blocking the website.
Yes. All right. But yeah, that's basically everything. We got to see another appearance of the fan favorite horse. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you all hopefully next month for the next chapter.
See you.